twist. This feels bizarre. This is bizarre. Asterisk.
Hello world, buenas noches señoras y señores, es el domingo el 29 de septiembre 2013 y está escuchando la hora del recreo conmigo, Sandra Londres. Hello and good evening, ladies and gentle persons, it's Sunday the 29th of September 2013 and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London, broadcasting to you live from the sunny beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The two songs you heard at the top of the hour were Asterisk by a group called Bored with Four. They're from Providence, Rhode Island. I found that on freemusicarchive.org, and I like that song a lot. I have another song of theirs to play later in the broadcast. And the second song, oh my goodness, it's escaping me now, but the group is called MPEX, and I will find the title for you momentarily. But in the meanwhile, I think I want to go ahead and play... I did a very hot, cold reading of Gone with the Wind, an excerpt from Chapter 19 of Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell to celebrate Banned Books Week, as today, as far as I know, is the last day of Banned Books Week. So yes, I hope you enjoy, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333, and you're more than welcome to also see it in visual and audio format on my website, livinggrind.com, aka to livinggrindnla.com. Here you go.
Oh, Ashley, I'll never get you speaking done.
So you didn't refugee to Macon. I heard that Miss Pity had retreated, and of course, I thought you'd gone too. So when I saw your light, I came here to investigate. Why did you stay?
Well, to keep Melanie company. You see, she can't refugee now.
Thunderation! You don't mean to tell me Miss Wilkes is still here. I never heard of such idiocy. It's quite dangerous for her in her condition.
Quite ungallant of you to think that I wouldn't get hurt, too.
I'd back you against the Yankees any day.
I'm not sure that's a compliment.
It isn't. When will you stop looking for compliments in men's lightest utterances?
When I'm on my deathbed.
Vanity, vanity. At least you're frank about it. So, you stayed with Miss Wilkes. This is the strangest situation I ever encountered.
I see nothing strange about it.
No, but then you lack the impersonal viewpoint. My impression has been for some time that you could hardly endure Miss Wilkes. You think her silly and stupid, and her patriotic notions bore you. You seldom pass by the opportunity to slip in some belittling remark about her, so naturally it seems strange to me that you would elect to do the unselfish thing and stay with her during this shelling. Now, just why did you do it?
Because she's Charlie's sister. She's like sister to me.
You mean because she's Ashley Wills' widow?
I was almost on the point of forgiving you for your former boorish conduct, but now I shan't do it. I wouldn't have ever let you come upon this porch at all if I hadn't been feeling so blue and...
Sit down and smooth your ruffled fur. Why are you blue?
I had a letter from Sarah today. The Yankees are close to home, and my little sister's ill with typhoid, and so now, even if I could go home, like I want to, Mother wouldn't let me for fear I'd catch it too. Oh dear, and I do so want to go home.
Well, don't cry about it. You're much safer here in Atlanta, even if Yankees do come, than you'd ever be at Terra. The Yankees won't hurt you, and typhoid would.
The Yankees wouldn't hurt me? How can you say such a lie?
My dear girl, the Yankees aren't fiends. They haven't horns and hooves, as you seem to think. They're pretty much like Southerners. Except with worse manners, of course, and terrible accents.
Why, the Yankees would...
Rape you? I think not. Of course they'd want to.
You're going to talk vilely. I shall go into the house.
Be frank. Wasn't that what you were thinking?
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, but it was. No use getting mad at me if you're reading your mind. That's what all our delicately nurtured and pure-minded Southern ladies think. They have it on their mind constantly. I'll wager even dowagers like Miss Merriweather. Speaking of such matters. Have you a protector or chaperone in the house? The Admiral, Ms. Meatherweather, or Ms. Meade? They always look at me as if they know I was here for no good purpose.
Mrs. Meade usually comes over at night. But she couldn't tonight. Phil, her boy, is home.
What luck to find you alone. Don't giggle. Don't pull away. I wouldn't hurt you.
Hurt me? I'm not afraid of you, Rhett Butler, or any man in shoe leather.
An admirable sentiment, but do lower your voice. Ms. Wilkes might hear you, and pray compromise yourself. Scarlett, you do like me, don't you?
Well, sometimes. When you aren't acting like a varmint.
I think you like me because I am a varmint. You've known so few dyed-in-the-wool varmints in your sheltered life that my very difference holds a quaint charm for you.
That's not true. I like nice men. Men you can depend on to always be gentlemanly.
You mean men you can always bully. It's a matter of definition, but no matter. But you do like me. Could you ever love me, Scarlett?
Indeed, no. That is, not unless you mended your manners considerably.
And I have no intention of mending them. So you could not love me. That's as I hoped. For while I like you immensely, I do not love you. And it would be tragic indeed for you to suffer twice from unrequited love, wouldn't it, dear? May I call you dear, Miss Hamilton? I should call you dear whether you like it or not, so no matter. But the proprieties must be observed.
You don't love me?
No, indeed. Did you hope that I did?
Don't be so presumptuous.
You hoped. Alas, to blight your hopes. I should love you, for you are charming and talented at many useless accomplishments. But many ladies have charm and accomplishments that are just as useless as you are. No, I don't love you, but I do like you tremendously for the elasticity of your conscience, for the selfishness with which you seldom trouble to hide, and for your shrewd practicality, in which I fear you get from some not too distant Irish peasant ancestor. Don't interrupt. I like you because I have those same qualities in me, and like begets liking. I realize you still cherish the memory of the godlike and wooden-headed Mr. Wilkes, who's probably been in his grave these 6 months, but there must be room in your heart for me, too. Scarlett, do stop wriggling. I'm making you a declaration.
Are you asking me to marry you?
Good Lord, no. Didn't I tell you I wasn't a marrying man? Dear,
what?
I am complimenting you on your intelligence by asking you to be my mistress without having first seduced you.
Mistress? What? What would I get out of that, except a tassel of barrettes?
That's why I like you. You are the only frank woman I know, the only woman who looks on the practical side of matters without beclouding the issue with mouthings about sin and morality. Any other woman would have swooned first and then shown me the door.
I will show you the door. Get out. How dare you say such things to me? What have I ever done to encourage you? To make you suppose... Get out and don't ever come back here. I mean it this time. Don't you ever come back here with any of your peddling papers or pens and ribbons, thinking I'll forgive you. I'll tell my father, and he'll kill you.
May I help you?
Merci pour le thé chaud et pour la météo. Merci pour le sourire. aber
to my hot audio erotica. This story is called Hot Housekeeping. It's about what happens when three is company. A very full house, indeed.
How does it say that?
I don't know, I'm about to start. Hello, you're watching Sandra London TV, and what you're about to hear is a hot, cold reading of the very next video coming up that's going to be called Housekeeping, and we will start right about now.
Ariola, I clean now?
Yes, you cleaning.
I fluff for you.
Oh, yes, good boy, Patrick. I like.
Ariola, are you in there? I want to see our son, Arnie.
Yes, Mario, I am there. I am almost coming.
Do we have the time? I finish?
Patrick,
You must not be so hot in here. Mario will ask a funny question. Annie does not look anything like him. He looks like you, puppy.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Mira, you can see.
Uh-oh. Ariola, come, come. I want to spend the quality time with my family. Give me my son. You never let me see him for very long.
I come. I just wanted to show Patrick how to wax. My ass.
What is going on in there?
The glass, Rocky. I'm showing him how to wax the glass.
Nonsense. Do I need to come in there?
Oh, if only you had, baby. If only you had.
My baby.
Voila. So that's it so far. That's just a little script I wrote up in about 5 minutes or so. We're going to work on it, and we're going to do the actual play version of it. And then you'll see it, and our faces will be out of hiding. Good night. I'll be back.
Il faut parfois savoir se perdre avant de pouvoir trouver quelque chose. Est-ce qu'il y a des serpents ici? As novidades escondidas.
Sandra Radio, and I'm your hostess, Sandra Linden. You just heard the song O Mesmo e O Novo by Circo Vivant. And before that, oh my goodness, all the papers have gone away. Gone with the Wind, an excerpt from Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell, chapter 19. And that was a lot of fun to do. I've read that book so many times, and that book is massive. And I saw color enhancements, a very vibrant restoration of Gone with the Wind in Hollywood, West Hollywood, in a very small, beautiful, artsy theater. Quite a few years ago, it was a lot of fun. I like Scarlett a lot. But yes, you heard that, and where did it go? Oh, Jimmy H. Boogaloo by Juanitos. I've played a lot of his music here on the show. Merci de rien du tout by Marianne Dufour. French, awesome. And was that it? Oh, and Hot Housekeeping, a short, erotic, satirical short. written by yours truly about 2 or 3 years ago. Yes. All right. Let's see. I was going to do something, but I don't remember anymore. Sorry, my sleep schedule is a little bit off right now, but it shall adjust itself momentarily. In the meanwhile, please enjoy. Okay. I'm going to work with me here. Okay, I'm going to do Busqueda Exploratoria. Yeah, I'm going to do that one. And then I'll be back with you with some news and perhaps a live reading. And la 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 very shortly. So please enjoy. And the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333, and here you are, Busqueda Exploratoria by Circus Marcus. Thank you. And that was Kung Fu by Bored With Four. They were the group that opened up the top of tonight's episode with the song Asterisk earlier. And this is their other song that I mentioned, Kung Fu. I like them a lot. They're from Providence, Rhode Island. So if you want to check out more of their sounds, just go over to freemusicarchive.org and look for Bored With Four. And that's their name, their group name. Alrighty, so I'll do a live reading of The Heart-Shaped Box. Welcome to Eden, Part 1. This was published on livinggrindinla.com, a.k.a. livinggrind.com, on Saturday, April 30th, 2011. Welcome to Eden, or Eden's Den, rather. Here, you are sure to find something quite heavenly indeed, so long as pussy is your flavor. Pardonnez-moi, monsieur, where are my manners? Entrez vous chez Eden's Den, our hidden, secluded, decidedly illicit, members-only lap-sitting club, tucked away on this industrial lot in Détente City's most notoriously colorful hotspot. My handcrafted selection of painfully exquisite painted ladies have no need for your pleasantry. My girls know what you're here for, mon amour. Around these parts, we prefer to cut to the chase. Who needs small talk anyway? Were you really going to invite an angel to your latest board meeting, Mr. CFO of? Is it truly an evening of fine dining for which you wish to buy out our beloved cookie, the den's third-in-line mademoiselle, at your cookie-cutter country club? Bien sûr, I agree. I surely must have misheard. Perhaps you're unaware, but the charmingly cavalier nature of this particular breed of Eve you'll find here is exactly what has kept the den in business after all these years. May I be frank? I am more than happy to assure you that we are veritably untouched by the local livestock. Pigs, shall we say? We are, however, frequented by those of the floating world, the most highly esteemed, the almighty whales, naturally. And besides, who would ever want to ruin a sure thing? I am the madam in training of this establishment, mon amour. I send only the crème des bêtes to the horny, hungry, perpetually hard, ever-so-eager members of the card-carrying league of the state. Alas, why do you seem so suddenly surprised? The truth does not hurt. In fact, she feels really, really good, sugar. Honest. As a matter of fact, the truth likes to whisper. She loves to shout. And for a small, precious fee, the truth can gag upon your silvery spoon, devouring your pearly white goodness. Or allow it to stream slowly all over your cocktail napkin in 2 or 3 minutes flat, if you're the impatient type. And most pigs are. Greed. She rules this town. But she does not rule the den. No. That title belongs to the filthiest, kinkiest, most low-down damsel of them all. Our most heavenly duchess, a breathtakingly beautiful bombshell. The greatest mindfucker of all time. The dearest white witch in the history of our city of Détente. Lady Porcelain. Née Tessa de la Cour, our shining angel has risen rather quickly to our top rank due to her inherent powers of seduction and eroticism. Porcelain likes it hard down here on the pleasure strip. She has an endless appetite for men, their money, and the driving, animalistic force beneath their fine linen trousers. I must caution you to be prudent, my love. Lady Porcelain will mindfuck your pocket, your penis, and your belief in your own shadow, relentlessly, until you've gone soft, limp, are empty. Porcelain detests broken men. Nevertheless, her tantalizing cunt has the power to fondle your pockets until it is made abundantly clear to you and everybody else that you are inconsequential. She will have stopped caring. You'll cease to exist in her world, in our world. Nothing. A blip. A waste of space. Still, she will continue to smile, peer at you innocently beneath her luscious mink and impossibly long lashes, purse her Chanel-laden lips, flash her sphinx-like grin, carefully concealing the genesis of her spoiled, rotten nature, part her supple, shapeless eyes in your direction, thrust her prize-won tits towards your lonely heart. Massage your neck with her perfectly manicured nails. Toss her voluminous blonde tresses about. Poison the air you breathe with the sweet scent of jasmine and lavender tea. Lower her sinfully seductive lids, shielding her enticingly doe-like sea-green eyes. Extend her long, lean legs petulantly, showcasing her dainty feet, bound in black. Her trademark bitch, Alexander McQueen stilettos, are her calling card. The men who worship her have paid dearly with their own. Sir, simply to arrange a proper introduction would require considerably more of your salary than any gift you have ever procured for any other temporary soulmate. Or even your wife, for that matter. I'm afraid our lady may find you pathetic, earnestly awaiting a pity fuck. Ah, I see. You are indeed still waiting, I take it? Ah, yes. I am certain that Porcelain is aware of this. That is exactly why she smiles. That is precisely why she giggles ever so coquettishly at your jokes. Did she really lead you to believe you were funny? Damn. She's good. And that is why she is here. Porcelain is our lady-in-wait, par excellence. Our little diamond devil doll who knows full well that you are quite capable of waiting a very long time. She appears so serene, pleasing to the eyes and ears, naive, indifferent. I know better. When our Duchess decides to strike, you will have never seen it coming. Poor thing. That little Luciferina knows you like the Lord's Prayer. Beware. This is paradise. After all. Welcome to Eden, end of part one, an ironic short story written by Sandra London of toliveandgrindinla.com. Yours truly, completed at 8:30 a.m. on April 30th, 2011. There you are. Please enjoy this next song, 45 by Les Oreilles.
Requires no knowing.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Now that's better, baby. Why don't we sing a song to help pass the time? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.